Kilayim per Gimel Mishnah Aleph 3:1. The previous parak was discussing planting grains and greens in large areas, in fields and big rows, vegetable patches. Here we're going to have, in this parak, planting vegetables, or I think even spices, in very small areas, you know, like a tiny vegetable garden or like a spice garden. And that will be the aruga. So our Mishnah will talk about a confined space that's just small, say like 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. Again, a tefach, a handbreadth, 6 tefachim, basically the length of your anama from your elbow to your middle finger. So a very small area of whatever it is, say, you know, 1.5 feet by 1.5 feet or something like that. And we're going to talk about planting multiple species in such a confined space. So this, of course, runs in contrast to what we had in the previous Mishnahs, saying you needed 6 by 6 tefachim just as a minimum to space even vegetables next to vegetables. Here we're going to say within 6 by 6 tefachim, you're going to be able to plant multiple different types of vegetables. And that's because we're planting in a neat, discrete, small area where it's normal to plant in very small quantities, multiple different types of spices or vegetables. Now, if you look at any Mishnahs, you're going to see lots of pictures for this Mishnah. There's numerous pshatim here and numerous explanations of how to understand this Mishnah. There's really two issues at work that are going to push for all these different pictures. The first is that although we're planting these spices or vegetables in a very small confined space, there's a question of how close they can be together. So we will learn that when you plant side by side, so then the vegetables must be at least 1.5 tefachim spaced apart, because that's the distance underground at which they draw, from which around they draw their nourishment. So the idea being that if they're planted too close together, they're sharing nourishment together, and it's kilayim of kilayim zraim. We will learn that there needs to be spaces between the different vegetables, as opposed to them not needing any spacing between them at all if they're planted neatly, as others learn. But we will learn, like the Rambam and the Bartanura, that the Rosh Tur configuration, that was that we saw in the previous parak, it's parak-based Mishnah Zayin, that when you plant two different areas, one rectangular and one that's called triangular, you can have the apex, the point of the triangle, touch the side of the rectangle. So when a point of one species planted, let's say in a triangular square, can touch the side of another patch that's planted, let's say in a square, that would be okay. So we're going to learn that in our Mishnah, the constraints, like the Rambam, to keep things very simple, I'm going to say just one pshat to keep this as straightforward as possible, and I have some pictures to show you to make it clear as I can, that if you're planting two different species side by side, if they're the sides are parallel, so then you need to space 1.5 tefachim between one square little patch and the next square little patch. But if you're planting in a way that the corner of one touches the side of the other, then that's okay, even if you don't have 1.5 tefachim space between them. So now, with that, I'm going to give you the simplest, straightforward reading of the Mishnahs, according to the Bartanura, and who learns largely like the Rambam. And here it says, aruga, if you have a vegetable patch, tiny, shisha tefachim al shisha tefachim, it's just 6 by 6 tefachim, 6 tefachim on a side, a very small square. So even so, zorim besocha chamisha, you can plant within it 5 zeronim, 5 different types of seeds. Arba ba'arba ruchos, 4 on each of the 4 sides, ha'aruga of the patch, ve'echad ba'emtza, and a 5th species in the middle of the patch. I have a picture for you here. You can look at it as picture 3:1a. And as you can see, what it is on each of the 4 sides of this 6 by 6 patch, you have a strip of a different type of spice or vegetable, whatever it is. And they touch just the corners, but not the sides, because if they're touching side by side, you need a 1.5 tefach space between the two of them to meet at the 4 corners. And then that leaves a big area in the middle. And that area in the middle, you can plant a square, but rotated 45 degrees. So let's call it a rhombus, like a diamond shape in the middle, where the 4 corners, the 4 vertices of that rhombus square intersect the 4 patches you have on the 4 sides. So you have 4 on each of the 4 sides and 1 in the middle. Again, look at the picture I have there, 3:1a, for you. There are other pictures you'll see in your Mishnahs. If you see them, I'll just explain them very briefly here. I'm not going into them at length. One possibility is instead of having the 4 sides, you could have the 4 corners be filled with the four different, and then one in the middle, and instead of having it rotated as a diamond, so to speak, as a square. And if you do that, so you have the four corners instead of the four sides and one in the middle, you actually are more efficient. You can use 27 out of 36 square tvachim. So that's actually a more efficient solution, but maybe harder to read in the words because it says you can plant each of them on the arba ruchos, the four sides, which doesn't sound like corners. According to the Rambam, actually, you could even plant more than this. You could plant six in the middle if you planted six diamonds. As we'll see, if you look in picture 3-1-C, which we'll come to later on, you can see at least in the middle of that patch, you can see six diamonds touching, where just the vertices of each diamond touch. So again, you're using the Rosh Torah configuration, and you're having those sides touching one to the other. And like that, according to Rambam, you could fit six in the middle, as well as, you know, four in each of the sides, and you get up to 10. In any case, we go with a straightforward pshat, like the Bar Tanura simplest reading, 3-1-A, my picture, four on the four sides, and one in the middle. Hayala gvul gova tefach, if, however, you put around that 6x6 vegetable patch a border, and that border is one tefach wide and one tefach high. So you've actually, like, you know, you have a, like, they're almost like the 6x6 is sitting inside a box, like a planter, and the perimeter around that planter or of that planter is elevated a tefach and allows you, it's a tefach wide for planting. So really, if you now measure from the outer edges of this big like planting configuration, you actually have 8x8 tefachim, right? Because you have 6x6 in the middle and you have an extra tefach on each of the four sides extending in all four directions. So if you have this configuration, we have a 6x6 in the middle, then a border around it, and that border is elevated a tefach up and it's a tefach wide. So then you could actually plant a total of 13, not just 5. How's that? So the idea is you could plant 3 different species on each of the four sides. Now you need to separate each of the little squares by 1.5 tefachim, because you're not having corners touching. It's not Rosh Tor, it's not corner to side. It's side parallel to side. But even so, you could have 3 patches, 3 little squares on each side. And between each of the 3 squares, you could have a space of 1.5 tefachim. It still works. As you can see in the picture I have there, look at picture 3-1-B. And you can see you could have 3 on each side with a space of 1.5 between each of them. You still get a total of a tefach by a tefach for each of the 3 patches. Because if you do the math, you can figure out if you have a total of 6 tefachim to work with on the side. Remember, you're outside the 6 tefachim, inside the 6 tefachim, but the 4 corners you can't plant because then you'd be touching. So on the 6 tefachim, you have 3 patches each 1x1. So that adds up, that takes up 3 of the 6 tefachim. 3 times 1 is 6. 3 times 1 is 3, I should say. And then you have 1.5 of space between each of the 3 patches. So you have between patch A and B, you have 1.5 tefachim. Between patch B and C, you have 1.5 tefachim. 2 1.5s is 3. So you have 3 of unused space and 3 of yes used space for a total of 6. That's exactly what the math wants to be. And so you can have, do that on all 4 of the sides and get a total of 12 around and a 13th big one in the middle. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Hayla gvul gvo tefach. If you have a gvul, a border, a perimeter that goes around the 6x6 little spice garden, vegetable patch, whatever it is, like a planter now, and you have a gvul gova tefach, a border around it that's a tefach wide and a tefach high, zorn besocha, shlosha asar, you can plant in this now larger planter, including a top of the border, a total of 13. Shlosha al kol gvul gvul, you can plant 3 on each of the 4 borders on the 4 sides, tefach wide, tefach high, ve'echad be'emta, and a 13th one, because 3 times 4 is 12, of course, and a 13th one in the middle. And this will have to also be rotated 45 degrees, if you know what I mean. As you see in the picture there, 3-1-B, so that the 4 vertices of the big square rhombus are touching, not sides, but just corners of the middle patch in each of the 4 sides. Look at the picture again, 3-1-B. The Mishnah goes on to say, Lo yita rosh halefes, you can't plant a turnip head betocha gvul, in the middle of that configuration, because it will fill it up. Mipnei shehu mimaleu, it will just fill it up all the way, and the turnip head, kind of turnip, grows big and wild, and will take up too much space. And so it won't be discreet anymore and clear that you have, you know, not planted in a mixture that would constitute kilai's rhyme. why the turnip is magical as opposed to other large and unruly vegetables, not totally clear. But in any case, so that's that. Rabbi Huda Omer, Shisha Be'emza. Rabbi Huda says, in fact, you don't just need to plant one big single species in the middle. If you want, you can plant six in the middle. Look at my picture there, 3-1-C, which according was like the Rambam's description of how you could squeeze a total of six into the first part of the Mishnah. And there you'll see that aside for the three different species on each of the four sides, for a total of 12, you could fit not one big rhombus, but six little diamonds in that same 6x6 area, because each of those six diamonds only meet on the corners. And that being the case, there's Rosh Tour configuration, and you don't have to worry about the 1.5 tefachim. And similarly, those six diamonds touch the four sides at a point instead of on a flat side, and therefore no need to space 1.5 tefachim between each of the six diamonds in the middle and the patches on each of the four sides.